This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment is a story about a forgotten laptop and its contents that could lead to big trouble for a career politician. That story right after this short message.
Experience all Liberty University has to offer November 12th through 14th at a very special College for a Weekend. We're tweaking our usual programming to give you all the excitement of life at Liberty while keeping you and our community safe. Plus, it's free. Attend informational sessions and panel discussions to get your questions answered, enjoy meals in our award-winning dining hall, receive enrollment assistance, and connect with other future Liberty students safely. Text LUCFAW to 49596 to register. Again, that's LUCFAW to 49596.
Computer repair shop owner John Palmack Isaac accidentally found his way into possibly the biggest October surprise in history. Normally, an October surprise is a professionally planned, organized, and executed story that is released mere weeks before a major election, with the intent to impact voters away from a candidate. What has come to light in the past week isn't the usual coordinated event as much as it was an accident. Former vice president and current presidential candidate Joe Biden's son Hunter ruined a laptop and took it to a nearby shop to get it repaired. That's where Mr. John Palmack Isaac got caught up in the story. In April of 2019, after he finished repairing the computer, he reached out to Hunter Biden to have him pick it back up. But Mr. Biden never came back to retrieve the device. According to the signed agreement, after 90 days, the computer became property of the shop owner. Once it became his legal property, Isaac decided to open it up and figure out what to do with the computer. What he found made him fearful for his life. On the device were shocking and disturbing pictures that were incriminating, as well as emails and text messages that link the Biden family to corruption with Ukraine, Russia, and China. Mr. Isaac said that, "I just don't know what to say or what I'm allowed to say. I know that I saw stuff, and I was concerned. I was concerned that somebody might want to come looking for this stuff eventually. I wanted it out of my shop." Out of concern for his own safety, Isaac turned the computer over to the FBI, but made several copies of the hard drive as personal insurance. He gave some to friends for safekeeping. After many months of waiting for something to happen with the FBI, Mr. Isaac got a copy of the hard drive to President Trump's lawyer, former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani. Giuliani was able to verify the authenticity of the information on the hard drive by his own records of previous investigations. Also, after the story was made public by the New York Post, Hunter Biden's lawyer reached out to the shop owner to get the computer back, via email as well as a phone call. Twitter and other social media publishers like Facebook began censoring the story after it broke in the New York Post. The social media companies even froze multiple Twitter and Facebook accounts of people forwarding the message, including White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany and the Trump campaign. In Luke's Gospel, Jesus said that, "For nothing is secret that will not be revealed, nor anything hidden that will not be made known and come to light. Pray that the truth will come to light and justice will prevail." I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.